While Miami, Indiana, Boston, and Philadelphia were slogging it out in the Eastern Conference semifinals, San Antonio and Oklahoma City took most of the week off to rest up for the Western Conference finals, which begin tomorrow night. Here to tell us whether the Thunder will keep rolling through the 2012 playoffs is Royce Young, an NBA writer for CBSSports.com. Royce, welcome back to Only a Game.
Good to be here.
OKC swept Dallas, the reigning NBA champion, in the first round and then dumped the Lakers in five games. Their first two opponents were very experienced playoff teams. How does Oklahoma City match up against the very experienced Spurs?
I think they match up a little better than a lot of people think. I mean, the Spurs have been a terrific team, the best team in the postseason. They've won 18 games straight, stretching back to the regular season, 28 out of 30 overall. But Oklahoma City has a really good team, and they led the Western Conference almost from start to finish. It's a tough matchup. Scott Brooks, the head coach of the Thunder, is going to have to get a little creative with the way he matches up. But the Thunder have the players to match up with the Spurs for sure.
Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook get most of the attention, but the Thunder have a solid roster. Tell us about some of the other players who've helped OKC get to the conference finals.
They've got some really underrated guys. First, you start with James Harden, who won Sixth Man of the Year, was instrumental in the sweep against Dallas. But then there's guys like Thabo Sefolosha, who did a great job defending Kobe Bryant in the Lakers series. A guy like Kendrick Perkins, whose really only job is to defend big low post centers, and he did a great job of that defending Andrew Bynum. Oklahoma City's got a lot of those role player kind of guys that really contribute to the success of the team.
Thousands of Oklahoma City fans had been gathering in what's called Thunder Alley outside of Chesapeake Energy Arena to watch games on a large video screen. But that won't be an option anymore after eight people were wounded in a shooting Monday night in nearby Bricktown. Was there any connection between the shooting and the fans watching the game?
No, there really wasn't. And police said after that it was pretty much an isolated incident. And I think it was more just coincidence. Obviously, the organization and the city are erring on the side of safety. You're talking about 10,000 gathering for Game 5 against the Lakers. If they were to go to the NBA Finals, you know, it's going to be 15, 20, 25,000. You know, if something were to happen, everybody's going to point the finger and say, you know, why didn't you take into the account of the citizens' safety? So they're just erring on the side of caution until that they can come up with a better game plan maybe in the future.
The last time you were on Only a Game, we were talking about how Seattle fans felt about the Thunder's success. The Sonics played in Seattle from 1967 to 2008, but owner Clay Bennett moved the team to OKC and renamed it. Has the wrath of Seattleites abated any?
A little bit. You know, there's things that end up kind of cutting open the old wounds. For instance, there was a T-shirt that some really kind of stupid Oklahoma City people made recently that said, "Thanks, Seattle." For the most part, anybody that goes to a Thunder game in Oklahoma City or thinks about the team, watches the team, reads about the team, Seattle and the Sonics are not at all part of the past in their minds. But there's, like I said, there's always something that ends up kind of bringing it back up. And it's just part of the team's history, and that's just the way it's going to be.
This is Oklahoma City's second straight trip to the conference finals. Do they have what it takes to get past the Spurs and win it all?
I think this season, this Thunder team has really improved in an area that they didn't have last season. But this season, it's been a change of pace. They came back against the Mavericks for a dramatic Game 1 win. They beat the Lakers twice in comeback fashion. And they have a big-time closer in Kevin Durant. And now they possess a little bit of a mental toughness that they need to go with that kind of talent that they have.
Royce Young is an NBA writer for CBSSports.com, and he's the publisher of DailyThunder.com. Royce, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.